Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Home's conference call to discuss the 2019 second quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website home.com in the investor relations sections. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luis Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano will comment on the company's 2019 second quarter earning results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending Home's second quarter 2019 earnings release conference call. We reported our half-yearly earnings with several challenges for the year of 2019. We had a positive increase on gross margin of all business units in the second quarter when compared with the first quarter. And we are starting the second half of 2019 with a solid and growing order backlog. At Home Machines business unit, we had a solid backlog for the next quarter. It is important to understand that most of our annual exhibition trade fairs orders went into the third quarter revenue because this year it happened in May, and in 2018 it happened in March for plastic machines, in April for machine tools. Regarding the machinery sector, we noted in 2019 it had been quite volatile. We had an important increase in order entry in January and February, some stability in March and April, and some growth in May and June. At Casting and Machining Iron Parts business unit, we presented a recovery quarter. We made structural adjustments that impacted this business unit margins in the first quarter. And now, even with a lower production volume, we improved profitability. The increase on order entry is mainly due to the heavy parts, which start to show a positive sign towards the end of this year and mainly to the next years. Our German operation, Burkhardt & Weber business units, posted a significant margin in revenue recovery in the second quarter, within our expectations. From the second half of the year, we planned to sell much more significant volume of projects that was based in our actual backlog. Now I would like to move to Fabio, who will detail our results for the second quarter. Welcome, Fabio.
Thank you, Cassiano. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining our second quarter 2019 conference call. Beginning in the chart number three, the highlights, the backlog by the end of second quarter 2019 shows a solid position, 22% higher compared to June 2018, which gives us a good perspective for the next quarters. Rolling machines was the main increase due to the higher order entry and a good level of orders got in the last 6 months. BW backlog also had an increase, so 2019 is fully booked and being part of backlog already orders for 2020. Order entry of roaming machines in the first half of 2019 grew about 12% compared to the same period last year, represented by the increase in the domestic orders. It's mainly due to the new generation of machines launched recently, which are performing very well in the market, as well as more optimistic scenario in 2019. BW machines order entry in the first half of 2019 also grew about 28% compared to the same period last year. The new products launched in the last years and the development of solutions to new sectors like aerospace are positively impacting in the new orders. Roaming machines revenues in the first half of 2019 increased 6.4% compared to the first half of 2018 as a result of the higher volume of order entry. A better mix of products, the higher revenues, and the projects focused on cost and expense reduction Roaming has implemented in the last years were the main reasons for the gross margin increase in the same period of comparison. Order entry in the casting business in the second quarter 2019 was about 29% higher compared to the second quarter 2018 due to the beginning of the recovery of heavy casting parts related to the wind power segment. The chart number 4, this is some conjunctural indicators. The gray line, which means the gross fixed capital formation, we see it has been shown a positive development in the recent quarters, 6 quarters actually. And in the first quarter 2019, the index shows an increase of about 1%, which confirms that there is a gradual recovery of the Brazilian economy. This recent improvement in the macroeconomic scenario positively impacted the order entry, especially machines, as we can see in the roaming machines order entry, which increased about 12% in 2019. The chart number 5, the first chart, we can see that capacity utilization in 2019 is slightly above 2018 and in a higher level when compared to past years. This means the industry is gradually increasing utilization, and it's what we feel from our customers. Regarding the Industrial Confidence Index, 2019 has shown a positive development compared to 2018 as a result of the improvement in the political and economic scenario. In July, it's in a reasonable level following other macroeconomic indexes. However, we still see a strong volatility over the first 6 months of 2019. The chart number 6, the customer segments for roaming machines the first half of 2019 were distributed in many segments, showing that the gradual recovery of the domestic economy has impacted several industrial sectors. In the business unit BW machines, we can see an increase in the aerospace segment. And we see this aerospace segment being significant in 2018 and also in the first half of 2019. And this was one of the sectors chosen by BW in order to develop new machine solutions. In the casting iron parts, 2019 has been a challenging year for this business unit, especially for heavy casting parts, due to the temporarily lower demand from the wind power segment. This segment reduced its participation from 42% to 16% compared to the first half 2019 to 2018. On the other hand, there was an important growth in the order entry this quarter, mainly represented by the increase of orders from the wind power segment, as you see in the following charts. Chart number 7, the net sales per business unit. Both roaming machines and BW machines had an increase in revenues in 2019 and consequently increased its participation in the first half of 2019 consolidated revenues. Casting iron parts decreased its participation due to the lower volume, the lower revenues related to heavy casting parts. The chart number 8, in the net revenues distribution, domestic market accounted for 59%, followed by Europe with 32% in this first quarter, first half of 2019. The decrease in Latin America was due to the lower sales volume to Argentina, which has been our largest market in South America. The chart number 9, rowing machines orders in the first half 2019 increased about 12% compared to the same period 2018. Although exports are facing a more challenging year, in the domestic market there was an important increase in orders due to the new machines launched and the gradual recovery of the domestic economy. BW orders in the first half of 2019 were about 28% higher compared to the same period 2018. As we already mentioned, the backlog of BW is fully booked for 2019, and most of the new orders in this quarter was already to deliveries scheduled for next year. In the casting iron parts orders, in the second quarter 2019, increased 29% compared to the second quarter 2018 due to the higher orders of heavy casting parts, mainly related to the wind power segments. With an increase of about 12% in rowing machines and also 28% BW machines, our backlog by the end of June was about 380 million reais. It means 21.5% higher compared to June 2018, showing a solid position by the end of this quarter. The chart number 10, the general operational efficiency in the first half 2018 is in a similar level compared to the same to 2018, and we continue to focus on projects related to cost improvement and profitability. The chart number 11, gross margin in the second quarter 2019 was 25.8%, slightly below the second quarter 2018. Such decrease was due to the casting business, which had a lower revenues this quarter, mainly related to the heavy casting parts. On the other hand, Romy and BW machines had an important improvement on gross margin compared to the same period last year. EBIT margin was negative in 1% this quarter, about 2 points below second quarter 2018. It was mainly due to the lower level of operation of the casting business unit. Additionally, there was an increase on the operating margins in this quarter compared to the first quarter 2019, where all the three business units presented a positive development. In the chart number 12, EBITDA margin was positive in 4% this quarter, 2.3 points below second quarter 2018. It was also due to the lower level of operation of the casting business unit, as you will see later on the next page. It also impacted the net profit, which reduced 5.5 million reais this quarter compared to the same period last year. Compared to the first quarter 2019, this quarter had an improvement in both EBITDA and net profit. The chart number 13, rowing machines revenues in the first half 2019 increased about 6.5% compared to 2018. Gross margin had an important increase from 37.7% to 40.9% due to a better mix of products and the projects focused on cost and cost reduction that Romy has implemented in the last years. EBITDA margin decreased 2 points compared to 2018, mainly due to the higher allocation of the shared operating expenses in this business unit, once casting business had lower revenues in this first half of 2019. BW revenues increased in the first half 2019 compared to the same period 2018. Gross and EBITDA margins were lower compared to 2018, mainly because in the first quarter this year, BW had a very low revenues and a mix of products with smaller machines. Looking at the second quarter 2019, compared to the second quarter 2018, BW had a significant improvement on margins, showing a positive perspective. In the castings iron parts, revenues decreased in this first half of 2019 compared to 2018 due to the lower demand for heavy casting parts. The change in the mix of products, the lower revenues, and the restructuring costs negatively impacted the EBITDA this year. However, the second quarter 2019 has shown an important improvement compared to the first quarter 2019 in terms of operating margins. The chart number 14 is the cash position. In the second quarter 2019, net debt amounted to about 86 million reais, an increase of 18 million in the second quarter. This was mainly due to the inventory increase in order to have a more competitive delivery time. As we already mentioned, backlog by the end of June was 22% higher than 2018, so we expect a reduction in the working capital, especially in the inventories, and consequently cash generation in the second half of the year. The chart number 15, the shares performance. The positive development of the results since 2017, with expansion on margins together with improvement in the macroeconomic scenario have positively impacted our shares, which in the last 2 years period performed significantly above the Bovespa index. Well, here we end up our conference related to the second quarter 2019 results, and we move to the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by 1. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press start 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. I'd like to conclude today's questions and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you very much for participating in the second quarter conference call of Industrias Home. Thank you.
That does conclude Home's quarter earnings results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.